Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into cybersecurity, especially for all you small and medium-sized businesses out there.
Sounds timely.
It really is. Seems like every day another company's getting hit with a data breach.
Definitely.
So we've got a ton of great material to go through today, including some really interesting stuff from a company called Double Checked. They offer cybersecurity solutions.
Okay.
And you know what really caught my eye? On their website, they say that a huge percentage of security breaches, it's not some fancy hacker stuff. It's actually just human error.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, we've all been there, right? You click on a link you shouldn't have or forget to update that password.
Happens to the best of us.
It does. But the thing is, those small slip-ups, they can have huge consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's where you come in. You're going to help us break down these complex cybersecurity concepts and really figure out what we could do to protect ourselves.
I'm happy to help.
So, you know, going back to Double Checked for a second, I think what's really interesting is that they seem to really get the challenges that SMBs face.
Mm.
They know you might not have the budget of a Fortune 500 company to have this massive security team, but you're just as vulnerable to these cyber threats.
More so, even.
So it's not just about, you know, hackers in hoodies trying to steal your data.
Mm.
It could be as simple as an employee, you know, accidentally opening a phishing email.
That's one of the biggest ones.
Or using a weak password.
Yeah.
So let's unpack this whole human factor. Why is human error such a big deal in cybersecurity?
Well, I think it's because cyber criminals, they're really good at playing on our human nature, you know?
Okay.
Like, we're wired to trust people, to be helpful. And sometimes, to be honest, we take shortcuts. So when you get an email that looks like it's from your bank asking you to update your information, it can be easy to fall for it, especially if it makes you feel like you have to act quickly.
Okay.
Or maybe you use the same password for a bunch of different accounts because it's just easier to remember. But things like that can create big security risks.
That makes sense, but it also sounds kind of scary. I mean, we're all busy running our businesses. How are we supposed to be cybersecurity experts on top of everything else? Like, what are some practical things we can do to avoid these psychological traps?
You know, this is where awareness and training are really important.
Okay.
And it's great that Double Checked, they offer cybersecurity awareness training and even these phishing simulations.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like giving your team a mental workout, you know?
Okay.
Helping them build those cybersecurity muscles.
I like that.
Like, imagine you get an email that looks like a phishing scam, but it's actually part of the training. So you learn to see those red flags and you don't click on that dangerous link. That kind of hands-on experience is way more effective than just reading some long security policy.
Yeah, totally. It's like a fire drill, but for the digital world.
Exactly.
Speaking of real-world consequences, Double Checked mentioned another stat that really got me thinking. They said that a lot of small and medium businesses, they take over 24 hours just to start recovering from a cyber incident.
Wow.
That's a ton of downtime.
Yeah.
So why are SMBs hit so hard by these attacks? Is it just because they don't have the same resources as those bigger companies?
Well, that's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
You might not have a whole team dedicated to IT or the budget for all that fancy security software.
Right.
But the real problem is that a cyber attack on a small business can be absolutely devastating.
Yeah, I imagine it goes beyond just losing data, right?
Oh, yeah, way beyond. Think about it. You could lose sensitive customer information, and that could hurt your reputation, even lead to lawsuits.
Oh, right.
Then there's the financial hit. And I'm not just talking about stolen money, but the cost of recovering and potential fines, too. And we can't forget about how much it disrupts your operations. Every hour, your systems are down, you're losing money, and probably customers. For a small business, that kind of disruption, it could be fatal.
So what can we do about it? I mean, if we don't have a huge budget or a whole IT team, are there any steps we can take to make our defenses stronger?
That's where Double Checked's comprehensive protection approach comes in. They've really designed their services with small and medium businesses in mind. It's not about trying to sell you the most expensive, most complicated solution. It's about finding what works for you, giving you effective protection that fits your budget.
Okay, that's reassuring to hear. So let's dive into their approach specifically. They talk about these five pillars of cybersecurity on their website.
Mm.
It sounds like a pretty solid framework. But I'm not going to lie, at first glance, it's a little overwhelming.
I get it. It's like, where do you even start?
Yeah.
But their approach is actually pretty straightforward. They break it down into manageable steps, things like AI-powered threat detection, employee training, which we already talked about a bit, device patching, something called endpoint detection and response, and cloud security.
Right, right. Those are the five pillars. But for someone like me who's not a tech whiz, what does all of that mean, practically speaking? Let's start with AI-powered threat detection. That sounds super high-tech, but how does it actually work? Is it like having a robot bodyguard for your data?
Well, maybe not a robot bodyguard exactly, but it's getting close. You see, traditional antivirus software, it relies on recognizing threats that are already known. Like they're looking for specific patterns or code that matches a database of bad stuff. But what happens when a completely new threat pops up, something no one's ever seen before? That's where AI comes in.
So it's like AI is constantly learning and changing to stay ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. AI can look at huge amounts of data, way more than a human ever could, and it can spot unusual things, patterns that we might miss. It's always learning and adapting, getting better at detecting and responding to new threats.
Okay, that is pretty impressive. Like having a security guard who is always learning new tricks and getting better at their job.
That's a great way to put it. And it's super important because those cyber criminals, they're always coming up with new tactics. AI can help level the playing field, giving SMBs like yours a fighting chance.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So we've talked about AI-powered threat detection and employee training, but what about the other pillars? Let's move on to device patching and EDR. And be honest, those sound kind of technical to me. Can you explain them in a way that makes sense for someone who isn't a tech expert?
Absolutely. Let's start with device patching. Think of it like basic hygiene for your computer.
Okay.
You know how you update the operating system on your phone every so often?
Yeah.
Same idea. Software companies, they release patches to fix weaknesses in their code. Mm-hmm. Those weaknesses are like open doors for hackers. Patching is like making sure those doors are locked and secure.
Gotcha. So it's all about preventing problems before they even start, making sure your systems are as secure as possible. But what about EDR? What does that do?
EDR, which stands for Endpoint Detection and Response, it's like having a security guard stationed on each of your devices. They're constantly on the lookout for any suspicious activity and can stop threats before they cause any real damage.
So it's like an extra layer of protection just in case a threat manages to get past those other defenses.
Exactly. EDR is that last line of defense, making sure that even if something bad gets in, it can't just run wild and do whatever it wants. And EDR solutions these days, they're incredibly smart. They use AI and machine learning to identify and block even the sneakiest attacks.
Wow, that's impressive. So it sounds like patching and EDR, they work together to create a really robust security system. Now, what about cloud security? That's another one of DoubleCheck's pillars, and I'm curious what that involves.
Cloud security is all about protecting your data and applications when they're stored and accessed in the cloud, which is becoming more and more important, especially for small and medium businesses.
Right. I mean, so many businesses now rely on cloud services like Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace. But if all our data is in the cloud, isn't it the cloud provider's job to keep it safe?
A lot of people think that, but it's not quite that simple.
Hmm.
Cloud providers, they are responsible for securing their infrastructure, the basic building blocks.
Yeah.
But businesses also need to do their part to protect their data. Think of it like a shared responsibility.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? What should businesses be doing when it comes to cloud security?
Well, first things first, you got to make sure you pick a reputable cloud provider with strong security measures in place. Then it's about setting things up correctly, managing who has access to what, and encrypting any sensitive data. And just like with your own systems, regular security checks can help make sure your cloud environment is properly secured.
So it's about being proactive and taking steps to protect your data, even though it's in the cloud. Sounds like there's a lot to think about.
There is, but it's not as overwhelming as it might seem at first. And that brings us to the last pillar of DoubleCheck's approach, compliance.
Compliance. That sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah.
What exactly does compliance mean when we're talking about cybersecurity?
Compliance basically means meeting all the rules and regulations that apply to your business.
Oh, okay.
Depending on your industry, you might have to comply with specific laws that are designed to protect sensitive data.
So it's not just about protecting your own data. It's also about following the law.
Exactly. And if you don't follow those regulations, you could face some pretty big fines.
Okay, so compliance is definitely something we need to take seriously. But how do we even know which regulations apply to our business? It all seems a bit complicated.
It can be, but that's where companies like DoubleCheck come in. They can help you figure out all those complicated rules and regulations and make sure you're doing everything right.
So they can help us make sense of all those rules and make sure we're doing things the right way. That's a relief.
Exactly. It's one less thing for you to worry about. And that's really what DoubleCheck's whole approach is about, making cybersecurity easier for small and medium businesses, giving you peace of mind so you can focus on running your business.
Well, I already feel like I understand things a lot better. We've covered a ton of ground, from the psychology behind cyber threats to the power of AI, how crucial employee training is, all the way to the complexities of cloud security and compliance. And we've seen how DoubleCheck is tackling these challenges head on, providing businesses with the tools and knowledge they need to navigate this crazy world of cybersecurity. But before we move on, I want to go back to DoubleCheck's five pillars. I'd love to hear your thoughts on why they're so important.
That's a great point. Those pillars are really the foundation of their entire approach. They cover those essential areas that businesses need to focus on to stay safe in today's digital world. Let's take a closer look at each one and see why they matter so much.
Okay, so those five pillars really do seem like a great roadmap for cybersecurity. It's like a checklist to make sure you haven't missed anything important. But let's look at some of the specific services that DoubleCheck offers, because I'm really curious to see how those pillars actually turn into real-world solutions. One that really caught my attention, maybe brought out my inner detective a bit, is this dark web monitoring. It sounds a little mysterious, but also really interesting.
It definitely has a certain mystique, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Basically, dark web monitoring is like having spies in those hidden parts of the internet where stolen data often ends up.
Okay, so paint me a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
How does it actually work? Is it all about algorithms or secret agents or what?
Think of it as special software that acts like a digital bloodhound, constantly searching for clues. It digs through the dark web, those parts of the internet you can't find with a regular Google search, and it looks for any signs of data that's been compromised. This could be anything. Passwords, credit card numbers, secret company information, even personal stuff like social security numbers. And the important thing is it's specifically looking for data connected to your company, your employees, or your customers.
So it's like a customized search engine that's searching for your data in all the wrong places.
Exactly. It's all about catching things early. Because Let's be realistic, in this day and age, data breaches happen. But the faster you know about it, the faster you can take action to limit the damage. It's like a fire alarm for your digital world.
I like that analogy. If you know there's a fire, you can start putting it out and minimizing the damage. But if you have no idea, it can just spread and cause way more destruction.
Mm.
So let's say you get an alert from dark web monitoring that your data is out there. What can you actually do about it?
That's where the respond part of that NIST framework comes in. You jump into damage control mode, maybe you reset passwords, notify anyone who might be affected, or even work with law enforcement to try and find the source of the breach. The most important thing is to have a plan before anything actually happens so you can act quickly and decisively.
That makes a lot of sense. It's always better to be prepared than caught off guard and scrambling. So, dark web monitoring, it helps you stay ahead of the game when it comes to data breaches. What about secure internet browsing? DoubleCheck offers that too, and I've got to admit, I'm a little curious about this one. I mean, we all use the internet every day, but how much do we really know about the risks behind those links we click on?
It's a good point. We often don't think twice about browsing online, but it's kind of like walking through a crowded market. You never know who you might bump into, and some of those bumps might not be accidents. Secure internet browsing, it's like having an extra layer of protection to shield you from those risky encounters.
Okay, you've got me intrigued. What kind of risky encounters are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
Well, think about clicking a link that seems harmless, but it actually downloads malware onto your computer.
Oh, yeah.
Or you visit a website that looks totally legit, but it's actually a fake designed to steal your login information.
Right.
Or maybe you're just browsing, totally unaware that these little tracking scripts are following your every move, collecting data about your habits and personal details. Secure internet browsing, it aims to block those threats before they can cause any harm.
So it's like a bodyguard for your browser, protecting you from digital pickpockets and scammers.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about protecting your data, it's about protecting your privacy too.
Okay, now I'm seeing how this all ties back to those five pillars we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So how does secure internet browsing actually work? What's the secret sauce here?
It's not magic, but it does involve some pretty cool technology. One key piece is often a VPN, a virtual private network. It's basically like creating a secure tunnel for all your internet traffic, encrypting your data so it's much harder to steal. Think of it like sending your information in a locked suitcase instead of just carrying it around openly.
Makes sense. So a VPN helps keep your data hidden from prying eyes.
Yeah.
What else does secure internet browsing do?
Well, another important part is anti-malware software. It's like your digital immune system, scanning for any signs of harmful code and getting rid of it before it can cause problems.
So like having a doctor on call 24/7 ready to fight off any digital viruses.
Exactly. And then there are anti-tracking tools. They block those sneaky scripts that follow you around online, collecting information about what you're doing. It's like having a privacy screen, shielding you from digital stalkers.
This all sounds like essential stuff for anyone who uses the internet, not just businesses.
You're absolutely right. These days, the lines between our personal and professional lives are so blurred. We all need to be more careful about our security online. It's not just about protecting company data anymore. It's about protecting ourselves, our identities, our privacy.
I'm convinced. Secure internet browsing is definitely something I'll be looking into. Now, there's another service that stood out to me. Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace security audits. Those sound very specific. Are they only for businesses that use those platforms?
You're right. They are tailored to those specific platforms. But you have to think about how many companies rely on Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace for their email, file sharing, everything. These audits are like a full health check for your cloud-based systems.
Okay, walk me through it. What actually happens during these audits?
They do a really deep dive into your cloud environment. They'll look at everything from user permissions and access controls to data encryption and backups. It's like making sure your digital house is in order and there are no easy ways for cyber criminals to break in.
So like a home security inspection, but for your cloud.
Exactly. They're looking for any weak spots in your defenses. This could include things like weak passwords, outdated software, any suspicious activity that might mean someone tried to break in, or even just settings that might be accidentally exposing your data.
That makes sense. So it's not just about finding problems, but also about understanding where you're vulnerable and getting advice on how to fix things.
You got it. It's like having a cybersecurity consultant, but without having to pay a ton of money. They can give you recommendations on how to improve your security, put best practices in place, and make sure you're following all the regulations.
That sounds incredibly helpful, especially for smaller businesses that might not have their own security experts.
It's a game changer for a lot of small and medium businesses. It gives them access to the expertise they wouldn't normally have.
Okay, so we've covered dark web monitoring, secure internet browsing, and those platform-specific security audits. They all sound like great ways to proactively improve your cybersecurity. But I want to circle back to the NIST Cybersecurity Framework, or CSF, because DoubleCheck says their approach is based on it. Can you explain why that matters?
Of course. The NIST CSF is like the gold standard for cybersecurity. It's a set of guidelines and best practices created by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, a very well-respected organization.
So it's like a blueprint for creating a strong security foundation.
Exactly. It breaks cybersecurity down into 5 core functions: identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. And it's a continuous process, meaning you're always assessing your risks, putting protective measures in place, watching for threats, having a plan to respond if something happens, and knowing how to bounce back and learn from any security incidents.
Sounds thorough, but also a little intimidating.
It can be, but the great thing about the NIST CSF is that it works for organizations of all sizes and across all industries. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a framework that you can customize to fit your specific needs and budget.
And why is it so important that DoubleCheck follows the NIST CSF? Does it give them more credibility?
Absolutely. It shows they're not just throwing together random security solutions. They're taking a structured, holistic approach based on proven principles. It proves their commitment to using industry best practices and gives their clients confidence that they know what they're doing.
Okay, so it's like a seal of approval, showing that they're serious about security and following established guidelines. It's good to know they're not just winging it. But I'm curious to hear your overall thoughts on DoubleCheck's approach so far. What are your impressions?
Honestly, I'm pretty impressed. They seem to really get the challenges that small and medium businesses face, and they've designed their services to meet those needs. They're not trying to push the most expensive or complicated solutions. They're focused on what's practical and effective for smaller companies with limited budgets. And they do a great job explaining these complicated topics in a way that's clear and easy to understand, which is so important.
I totally agree. They're not using a bunch of tech jargon that no one understands. They break it down so it makes sense, even for someone like me who's not a cybersecurity expert.
It's so crucial. Cybersecurity shouldn't be this big mystery. Everyone needs to understand the basics, no matter what their technical background is.
Absolutely. We all have a responsibility to protect our data and our businesses. So it's not just about the technology. It's about creating a security-minded culture within your organization.
You said it. It's about giving everyone the tools and knowledge they need to make good choices online and be on the lookout for potential threats. And DoubleChecked seems to understand that.
DoubleChecked has given us so much to think about. But before we wrap up this section, I want to go back to those five pillars one last time. I think it's worth breaking down each one and really diving into why they're so important for every business, big or small. Okay, so let's go back to those five pillars DoubleChecked focuses on. I think it's worth breaking them down one by one and really understanding why they're so important. First up, we have AI-powered threat detection. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it seems like it's becoming more and more essential these days.
It really is. You see, the problem with traditional security solutions is that they're always playing catch-up.
Okay.
They rely on recognizing threats that are already known, like matching fingerprints at a crime scene. But what about brand new threats, the ones we've never seen before? Those are the ones that can really cause damage, and that's where AI comes in.
So it's like AI is that detective with a sixth sense, always looking for anything suspicious that might slip past those regular defenses. Not just waiting for a known criminal to show up, but looking for any sign of trouble.
Exactly. AI can look at enormous amounts of data, way more than a human ever could, and it can pick up on subtle things, those patterns that might mean there's a threat, even if we don't have a specific fingerprint to match it to. And the more data it analyzes, the better it gets at detecting and responding to those new emerging threats.
Okay, that's what I find so fascinating about it. It's not just a one-time fix. It's constantly learning and evolving. It's like having a security guard who is always studying the latest criminal tactics to stay ahead of the game.
That's a great way to think about it. And that's why AI is becoming so important in cybersecurity. The threats are constantly changing, so we need solutions that can change and adapt just as fast.
Makes sense. So AI is all about proactive protection, constantly looking for potential problems. The next pillar is employee training, and we've talked about how much humans can sometimes be the weakest link, but it can feel like we're fighting our own instincts.
We are, in a way. We naturally want to trust people to be helpful, and we also like things to be easy and convenient. Cybercriminals know this, and they use it to their advantage. But that doesn't mean we can't do anything about it. That's where good training comes in.
So it's about teaching employees to make smarter decisions online. Not just telling them what not to do, but actually giving them the skills to recognize and avoid those traps.
Exactly. The best security awareness training doesn't just lecture people. It uses real-world examples, simulations, and hands-on activities to make learning fun and memorable. It's like giving your team a cybersecurity workout, helping them build up their defenses so they can spot a phishing email from a mile away.
Right. It's like those simulations they use to train pilots for emergencies.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to face a real crisis without having practiced what to do.
Okay, let's move on to device patching and EDR. These sound a bit technical, but they're crucial pieces of the cybersecurity puzzle. They are. Think of device patching like regular car maintenance. Software companies release patches to fix those weak spots in their code. Those weak spots are like open doors for hackers. So patching is like making sure all those doors are locked and secured.
So it's not just about getting the latest features or a fancy new look. It's about fixing those security holes that hackers could use to get in.
Exactly. And then we have EDR, which stands for Endpoint Detection and Response. This is where things get a little more advanced. EDR is like having a security guard stationed on each one of your devices, always on the lookout for any sign of trouble.
Okay, so patching is about preventing those known vulnerabilities, while EDR is about detecting and responding to threats that might slip through the cracks.
You got it. EDR solutions are becoming really sophisticated, using AI and machine learning to analyze what's happening and spot those subtle signs that something isn't right.
So even if a hacker gets past your other defenses, EDR is there as that last line of defense, ready to raise the alarm and stop the threat.
Exactly. It's like having that extra layer of security, a safety net that can catch you if you fall.
That's a good feeling. All right, next we have cloud security, which is becoming more and more important as businesses rely on cloud-based services more than ever.
It's definitely a big change in how we store and access information. And while those cloud providers do invest a lot in securing their systems, businesses can't just assume that their data is automatically safe.
Right. It's like renting an apartment in a secure building. The building itself might have great security, but you're still responsible for locking your own door and protecting your valuables.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility. Businesses need to choose reputable cloud providers, configure their settings correctly, manage who has access to what, and make sure their sensitive data is encrypted.
So it's about being proactive and doing those extra things to protect your data, even though it's in the cloud. And finally, we have the compliance pillar. This one can seem a bit overwhelming, especially for smaller businesses that are already juggling so much.
I understand. Compliance can feel like this confusing web of rules and regulations. But it's important because it's about meeting those legal obligations that are there to protect sensitive data.
So it's not just a good practice. It's often the law.
Often, yes. Depending on what industry you're in and the type of data you have, you might need to comply with specific regulations like IPLE for health information or PCI DSS for payment card data. Those rules are in place for a reason, to protect sensitive information and make sure businesses are doing their part.
Okay, so compliance isn't something we can ignore. But how are we supposed to know which regulations apply to our business? It seems like a lot to keep track of.
It can be, but that's where expert help can be so valuable. Companies like DoubleChecked can help you figure out all those compliance requirements, make sure you're meeting them, and put the right security measures in place.
So they can help us untangle all those rules and regulations and make sure we're doing everything right. That takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, which is great.
It does. It's all about giving you peace of mind, knowing that you're doing everything you need to do to protect your data and your business.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly helpful. We've covered a lot of ground, everything from the psychology of cyber threats to the importance of AI, how important employee training is, and even those more complex topics like cloud security and compliance. Cybersecurity has so many layers, but DoubleCheck's five pillars really provide a strong framework for tackling these challenges.
I completely agree. They've really put a lot of thought into this, and their approach is thorough, but also very practical, especially for those small and medium-sized businesses out there.
And I appreciate that they're not just focusing on technology. They also emphasize the human side of things, the importance of awareness and building a culture of security.
You're right. In the end, cybersecurity is all about people protecting people.
Well said. So as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge. After hearing all of this, what's one step you can take today to improve your own cybersecurity? It could be something simple, like updating your passwords, enabling two-factor authentication, or even just having a conversation with your team about security awareness. Every little bit helps.
That's a great challenge. And remember, cybersecurity is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling a little lost or unsure where to start, remember there are resources and experts out there who can help. Companies like DoubleChecked can give you the guidance and support you need to navigate the world of cybersecurity and protect what matters most. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.